Hi, I'm Julia Thomas, Director of Annual Giving for Darlington School. Welcome to the Darlington Podcast. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of boarding at Darlington. In the fall of 1923, Darlington enrolled its first 30 boarding students all male. Today, 204 young men and women from 19 states and 28 countries call Darlington their home away from home. We are proud to celebrate this milestone and excited to hear from both of our guests about their Darlington legacy. Today, we are joined by David Sewell, class of 1975, and his stepdaughter, Laura Guth, Darlington class of 2019.
Welcome to the Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia. Join us as we take a look inside and outside our classrooms and connect with students, teachers, alumni, and more.
Thank you both for joining me today. How are y'all?
Oh, I'm doing great.
I'm good.
Good. I'm so glad y'all are here. So we'll start off with just a little bit of background. So please tell our listeners a little bit about yourselves, where you each live now, where you went to college or went to school after Darlington, and what you're doing now.
So I currently actually live in Rome, Georgia. My boyfriend and his family are from here, so we moved back after college. We're actually high school sweethearts. We met at Darlington our senior year and are still dating. So, but I just graduated last May from the University of South Alabama. I got my bachelor's degree in speech and hearing science, and I'm currently working full-time in the rehabilitation unit at Atrium Health Floyd. So I work with occupational therapy, speech therapy, and physical therapy. And then next year, I plan to continue my education towards getting my master's in speech pathology.
That's awesome.
Okay. So I live in Fairhope, Alabama. Lorraine, Laura's mom, and I live in Fairhope, Alabama. And we are both retired. I retired 10 years ago. I was in the software industry, the bulk of my career. I had a rather eclectic start with college. I started out to be a psychologist. I got my undergrad in psychology, did an internship, getting ready to start a terminal doctorate in psychology at Auburn. After sitting and listening to people all day during that internship, I was like, nope, not for me. And so I quickly turned around after getting that degree and got a degree in computer science from Nova Southeastern University and an MBA. And then I already had the degree at Auburn in psychology. So I worked for 15 years in the software industry designing products. And then I founded my own company focusing on enterprise architecture for Fortune 1000 companies. And that's what I retired from doing.
Very cool. I love the different backgrounds. It's awesome. So we'll start with your family has a really great Darlington legacy, especially for boarding. We have three generations in your family. So I wanted to start at the beginning of that. David, your father, William, also attended Darlington as a boarding student and graduated in 1941. How did he end up here?
Yeah, he started, I can't remember whether it was eighth or ninth grade. I want to say it was eighth, but because they did boarding back then all the way back to eighth. And so he started Darlington in the 1930s, since he graduated in 41. He grew up in Atlanta, and like a lot of the boarding students at Darlington at that time, everybody was from Atlanta. The vast majority were. Even when I was there, I would say probably 60% of the boarding students were from Atlanta. And so Darlington was well known at that time among Atlanta circles. Unfortunately, my grandmother was very sick, and she required a lot of attention that my grandfather had to attend to as well as to his business. And my father, being the busy, wicked, smart individual that he was, he needed a little more attention than he was able to get around the house with her illness. So he went to Darlington starting in eighth or ninth grade.
Very cool. And then, Laura, how did you also come to Darlington?
So during the summer, my mom and David actually got married and moved to Alabama. And I knew I kind of wanted a change from public school. And again, I felt like academically I wasn't really being challenged like I should have been. And so we knew that David had attended Darlington, and I didn't know much about it, but me and my mom toured Darlington. And so we just kind of kept that possibility open for me to transfer in the middle of high school, which honestly was kind of nerve-wracking. But I just, after I visited the campus and shadowed the students, I just like knew that was the place for me and that was the right move for us.
I love to hear it. And I love that there's a three-generation boarding legacy. That's very cool. Well,
ironically, that is how I wound up at Darlington as well. We had moved over from the East Coast of Florida to the West Coast of Florida. In Miami, we had great schools. Mm-hmm. The West Coast of Florida back then did not have great schools. And I was, it was no challenge at all. And my father and I sat down and we decided this made the most sense for me as well.
That's awesome. It's a cool legacy. We love to hear it. So what were each of you involved in while you were here? I know Darlington is kind of known for everybody can do everything. You can be an athlete and an artist or a scholar and an athlete. So it's not limiting by any means here. So what were each of you involved in? David, if you want to go first.
I did running. I did some track. I did swimming. I also, because I was a competitive water skier in Florida, I was able to join a club at the lake nearby and continue that. So I would do that in the late afternoons, in the early fall and late spring. I did weightlifting and yearbook photography. So those were the things that I was involved in.
Awesome. What about you, Laura?
So I... when I first came to Darlington, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to be a part of. And so I kind of leaned on some girls in my dorm. And one of the first things I actually got involved in and where we met was the crew team, which I'd never even heard of before. And it was so much fun and just like something that was definitely out of my comfort zone, which I loved. And then I also joined cheerleading. So I did that my junior and senior year. And then both years, I was also involved in the choir. And then again, there was just a lot of, you know, different community service and like volunteer opportunities that we were a part of both years while I was there, which was really great too.
I know, crew were good. Those were good memories. We enjoyed that a lot. And I did that when I was here. So it's always a fun thing to be watching new students do that after you. So this year we are celebrating the important milestone of 100 years of boarding, and boarding is obviously a very unique experience for anybody that has been through that. So I would love to hear kind of your specific memories or experiences that really stick out in your brain. Laura, you want to go first?
So for me, honestly, I really didn't know what to expect being a boarding student, and it was so much better than I could have hoped for. One thing I will say is it definitely prepares you for college. Like when I moved away from home for college, I was like, oh, well, this is a breeze. I've already done this for 2 years. Like I knew how to, you know, live on my own at that point. So that really helped me for college. But while I was at Darlington, I would have to say, some of my favorite memories was just like the friendships I made in the dorms with a lot of people from just different states, but as well as different countries. Like two of my best friends that I made are twins that were from Germany. And one of my favorite experiences that I had would have to be, we always celebrated a lot in the dorms, whether it was like for holidays or somebody's birthday. So we'd always get together and have really good food and just like hanging around together and spending time with each other. It was just really special.
I love that. You have to make your family in the dorm, so you have to celebrate each
right.
other.
Yeah.
Right, David?
You know, it's interesting. When you look back over 100 years, there's been a lot of change, but at the core of Darlington, it's really the same with regard to values and ethics and all of that. So, you know, that's what... So. One of the things that I saw in talking with my father and also talking with Laura about her experience is as radically different the school became, it still stayed true to its core values. And so for instance, when I was there, our student body's scope had increased to national with some international. With Laura, it is mega international, which is absolutely incredible. And that's what I found about my boarding experience at Darlington, is it actually expands your horizons. That's the big thing. You get exposed to people from all over the country and all over the world.
Absolutely. And we live in such a connected, you know, global world, and having that exposure and understanding is super beneficial for everybody, day or boarding. So did you, either of you have a favorite duty teacher or someone specifically in the dorms?
So for me, she was my duty teacher, as well as our, we called her like our house mom for our dorm and register, which was Kim Bell, Miss Bell. Mm-hmm. So, and it's funny because my first year as a boarding student, which I guess was the fall of 2017, it was actually her first year. I don't know if it was on campus, but it was her first year being like a house mom. Yeah. So we kind of got to like go through it together, I'd say. Her and then my roommate at the time, it was all of our first years there. And so we just built such a close-knit relationship like from the get-go. And then she really became my mom away from home, I guess, and always just looked out for me and was somebody that I could always confide in. And I honestly couldn't imagine going through those 2 years without her, because she was just such a rock, not even just for us, but for all the girls in the dorm. And then we still keep in touch to this day. And it's just so special that something that was my first and that I was so nervous about was also hers too. And so we were able to really connect then over it. And it's just great to see that there's like, and her husband was there also and their kid, and just like how having a family in the like dorm and then having a mom figure really made a difference for like if you were ever having a bad day or feeling homesick and stuff like that. It was just really awesome.
It's a very special relationship, and I love that y'all were starting that experience at the same time. That's really cool. What about you, David?
George Awesome. He was really incredible. He lived in my senior year. He was up on the third floor of Wilcox. That was the senior boys dorm at that time. And he and his wife and kids lived at the end. And he would have movie nights with us because he loved movies. And actually, we were the first class where he offered the movie class at that time.
Oh, that's so cool.
Which was pretty neat. And he would, on weekends, if we were hanging around campus, he would come down the hallway and we'd be up to no good playing poker or whatever. And he would come in and talk with us and shoot the bull. He was a great person.
Absolutely. The Awesomes were very beloved and have quite the legacy at Darlington. So I love to hear about his time in the dorm, because when I came along, they were off campus at that point. So, all right. Now, we hear some really unique memories regarding food at Darlington. Some people have very specific memories of, you know, the food in the school store, or I know sometimes they did a fourth meal. When you were here, Laura, do y'all have a favorite food or a specific food memory from your time at Darlington?
So honestly, I feel like I don't know if it was like a specific food, but my favorite like memory regarding the dining hall was, I don't know if they still do it, but when I was there, we had like family dinners. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was just for the holidays. I can't honestly remember the specifics, but I do remember that we would get like assigned to like a family that lived on campus. And the one that sticks out the most was like Thanksgiving and Christmas, and the dining hall would be decked out. And that food, the spread, it was so good. And we always ate more than we should have because it was just phenomenal. And then also getting to spend time with like families that lived on campus. I remember for me, my Thanksgiving, I was with the Zazaros, and it was such a fun table to be at. Like, they're so fun. And also their sons were in my graduating class. So yeah, those family dinners were really great. And then the food there was always awesome.
Yeah, the family dinners were a really special tradition, definitely. And the holidays are always beautiful at Darlington. What about you, David?
Well, we didn't have the fourth meal concept back then. But what sticks out in my mind, and this sounds really crazy, is the slabs of biscuits that they would bring out. We would go after we worked out after class, and we would go to the dining hall to have dinner. We're all just absolutely worn out. We burned out all of our calories, and we would get these huge slabs of biscuits and dunk them into honey. And that was like the best thing of all for dinner.
I love that. That's really specific. That's really cool. So, one thing we hear, and y'all have kind of touched on it already, is just the strength of the connections and the relationships that everyone makes at Darlington. We love hearing all of the stories of, you maintaining those connections or traveling to visit friends that you met in the dorms. So did y'all stay with any friends in another state or another city or even another country, or travel or spend holidays with any of them?
So my roommate, actually, Isabella Inkema, she is originally from Nashville. So there was many times that if we had nothing planned for a weekend, or maybe we had a 3-day weekend coming up, it was only like a 3 or 4 hour drive to Nashville, whereas Alabama was like a 6-7 hour drive. So we would just pack up and we'd load up her Jeep and we'd drive up to Nashville for the weekend and see her family and friends back home. And we did that a lot. And then also after we graduated, she attended the College of Charleston and I was in Alabama at school. So there'd be times where if our spring breaks lined up or we just had a long weekend again, I would make the trip up to Charleston and go visit her there, or she would come visit me in Alabama. And so definitely once we became roommates and then we became best friends because of that. Even though, like, she lives in Nashville and actually now she resides in Atlanta, we've been able to find time here and there where our schedules can sync up and we can go visit each other, and that's just been really special.
I love that. No, those relationships are so unique and so special. And you hear at Darlington that, so many of us have best friends from high school, and not everybody has that experience. They are not necessarily friends with any of their high school relationships. So I love that about Darlington. David, do you have any friends from Darlington that you travel to or that you are still in contact with?
There's one friend of mine down in Boynton Beach, Florida. He's a commercial scuba diver. I'm a dive master. He and I get together on a regular basis and go dive different reefs and so forth. And we're always texting back and forth. And then there's another friend of mine. He graduated 2 years ahead. I went to class with his brother, but I got to know him. And we run into each other all the time at horse shows. So, and
Okay.
usually I'll text him and say, "Hey, are you going to be at this horse show?" And he'll say, "Yep." And we'll plan to have dinner.
Very cool. A Darlington can be a small world. You can find a Darlington connection no matter where you are. So that's always a
Yeah,
cool
it's
experience.
crazy. Like, I mean, there's been times too where just back in Fairhope, I've been wearing a Darlington t-shirt or David's wearing a Darlington t-shirt, and someone will stop us whether we're walking around downtown and be like, "Oh, do you have a connection?" And then we strike up a conversation about so and so knows so and so. Like, it's wild to think, like, you're 6-7 hours away, but then somehow someone finds you and they like recognize you or they see the Darlington logo and they're like, "Oh," and it's just funny to see that no matter where you are, it really is such a small world.
Absolutely. But no matter where you've been, you people have found that connection of internationally. I had that happen to me in DC. It's really, really cool that it continues to be this weird connection that everybody knows somebody that went to Darlington. So we'll touch back on the legacy part of your family. So what does being a part of a 3-generation boarding legacy mean to each of you?
For me, I had never really imagined going to a school like Darlington. I didn't even know it was on my radar. And so once he and my mom got together, for me, it is so special because it's something that I was able to continue for David's family and what him and his father set forth. And I really hope that one day future generations like my kids could continue the family legacy as well. Like there's such a rich history of family legacies at Darlington, and it's just one aspect of our school that makes it so unique and so special. And so to be able to be a part of something like that is really great. And I would hope to be lucky someday to be able to continue that as well.
I love that.
I think I heard Dar Baby there, Laura. yeah, you know, it's interesting because boarding is a unique experience. And I think it's hard for day students to truly understand the experience. While we always interacted with the day students, there's a bond that forms among boarding students that's very different. And, you know, having family that's done it, it creates a unique bond down through the generation. And it's really a common thread of life for us, because I can say to Laura, oh, we need to be somewhere at 2 o'clock. She'll be there 10 till 2 because we're both running on Darlington time. That's what we refer to it.
That's really cool. It's definitely a very unique experience. So in honor of 100 years of boarding, we've been asking since last year our boarding alumni to share one word that comes to mind when they think of that unique Darlington boarding experience. So I'd love to end our chat today by asking each of you what your one word is.
Gosh, there's so many that would pop into my head, but I would honestly, the one word I would have to say is family. Because that's, I mean, really, it's what it is. It's a family when you're there. It's a family once you leave and we get to reunite, whether it's at little dinners with alumni or it's back on campus. I mean, at the core, it's family.
Love it.
So the word I would go with is transformative. It is not your typical high school where you're in a lot of high schools, you're not really taught how to think and how to problem solve. And at Darlington, you're taught to be a critical thinker, to be a problem solver. And that's first and foremost. I used to love the classes where we would have to formulate an opinion, defend our opinion, and have the group actually challenge us on our opinion. And that's what I think, when I think about Darlington, I think it's transformative because it makes us more worldly in our perspective and critical in our thinking, and critical in a positive way, is that we're going to analyze all the edges.
Absolutely. That's spot on. All right. Well, David and Laura, thank you both so much for joining us and for connecting with the Darlington community. Glad y'all could be here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much, Julia.
You're welcome. We're glad that you tuned in to this episode of the Darlington Podcast. Tune in each week wherever you like to listen to podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe. You can check out today's show notes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast. If you have any questions about today's program or ideas for a future episode, send an email to communications@darlingtonschool.org.
The Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia, is a collaboration between the communication and advancement teams, and the intro music is alumni produced. See show notes and hear more episodes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast.